That's the Zootons with Valerie. Hello, this is Adam Buxton.
Hey, this is Joe Cornish. Welcome to the Adam and Joe Radio Show here for the next 3 hours on XFM, London's 104.9.
We've got some fantastic music to play you, including hits from the likes of Macalmont and Butler. It's good to see that one there. That's a new one. Is it? One-off single from the London-based duo. That's coming up very shortly. Julian Cope, Arctic Monkeys, Hard-Fi, all the best music here on XFM. And we've got fantastic things to give away, don't we, Joe Cornish?
Yeah, we do. What have we got to give away? I think we've got Sonny Chiba box sets. We've got some Doctor Who action on DVD. And we've also got some Blake 7 action.
Blake 7?
Yeah, and we've got two pairs of tickets to the TDK Cross Central Festival. What's that? Is that some sort of religious festival?
No, it's where they give you cassettes and you tie the end of the cassette to a lamppost.
Right.
And then you
drive away
as fast as you can from the lamppost, and the whole street is mysteriously covered with cassette tape. I believe that's what it is.
Apparently it's not. It's just a music festival.
Oh.
And playing there will be Hot Chip, Ladytron, Block Party, King Creosote, Andrew Weatherall, Nightmares on Wax Sound System, Giles Peterson and Money Mark. That's just Saturday alone.
Wow.
Sunday's got Sasha Booker, Shade, Amon Tobin, London Electricity, spelt with a K, Joey Negro, Moody Man, Annie, Circo Loco, and Secret Sundays.
Some of those names I've never heard of, and it reminds me of one of my new competitions here on the show. Later on, in the last hour, I think, we've got a brand new competition for you, and it's called Rock... Check this out, Joe.
All right.
Rock and Reel or Rock and Rubs.
Are those two alternative names?
Well, no, you have to decide. I read you a list of 10 band names,
yeah.
Right? Some of which are real and some of which are rubbish. And you, the caller, have to decide which are rock and
that
real.
That sounds exciting.
And which are rock and rubs.
So that's part of the X list, that the final hour from 12 till 1, it's going to be a competition hour as well as a request hour to try and give it a bit of pep.
Exactly.
Vim,
spice. Mm.
Yeah, so that's it. And plus there's lots of chat about things and a text competition and crap commentary corner. It's going to be an action-packed 3 hours.
Yeah. We were both away last week.
We were.
So we've got stories to tell.
Stories to tell.
All about it. And so stay tuned. Stay tuned. I was just scratching that there for you. Here's the feeling. Man, that's really serious, though. I mean, he's on fire. He's burning. And you'd think that the first thing he would do is just try and douse himself, wrap a towel around himself, you know, something like that, put himself out. But he goes into the studio, he writes a song about it.
Must have been very painful.
Puts it out, and all the time he was on fire.
He's probably seriously disfigured now. That's a shame, but worth it for that track.
Exactly.
Hey, as Adam was saying earlier, we both went away during the week, listeners. Adam went to France.
That's right. Soon as the show was over last weekend.
Right, we zipped out. I went to America.
You went to America?
I know. Most people can't afford to go to America. Not many people have been.
What's it like?
It's extraordinary. Coca-Cola comes out of the taps.
Does it?
Trainers grow on trees.
Oh. Everybody talks like this. Twa-bwats coffee. McCormick and Schmick.
Yeah, it's true.
What, are there rappers everywhere?
What, rappers?
The rappers.
That everybody raps. Everybody speaks in rap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing place. And, you know, listeners, you'll never be able to afford it because it's impossible. But if you ever get successful as me, you might be able to go there.
What's Julia Roberts like?
Oh, she was boring.
Oh, no.
Shut up. Sorry. I said to her.
Oh.
Not you.
Okay.
Even though, yeah, you shut up as well. I was on the plane, though, right?
Yeah.
And I decided to fly premium economy because I'm bored at first.
Whoa.
I thought I'd mix it up with the plebs.
Premium economy.
Yeah.
So is that double the airfare or that? Because first is like six times
You nearly said a very rude word then.
Did I?
Yeah. Started with a
You're obsessed.
No, of course I can't afford to pay for myself to go first, and no one else was paying for me to go first. So I went premium economy, which is slightly better than economy.
Yeah.
You know, you can feel slightly superior without actually having to pay for it. But guess who was on the plane?
Julia Roberts.
No.
Oh.
Superman.
Superman?
Yeah, this buzz went round the cabin crew. What's it? Superman's upstairs. Oh, Superman's upstairs. Is he? What's his name? Ruth? Brandon Ruth? Seriously, Superman was on. But he was upstairs in the first class lounge. But I was so excited because you know what that meant? We were fine.
You were safe.
If there was any kind of incident, we were fine.
Did you not
Brandon Ruth was in the roof.
Right.
Ruth. He was sitting in the roof.
Did you not consider the way that irony sometimes works?
Well, there is the curse of Superman, isn't there? Everyone who's played Superman has famously died in you know, accidental or difficult circumstances. One of those stupid curse stories. But you know what? If the plane had got into trouble, I think we would have just chucked him out anyway. You know, it was worth the risk. We would have opened the door, kicked his arse out. And just, you know, if you're an actor, then fine. You know, it's a necessary loss. But just in case you do have superpowers,
yeah,
boot, get out there.
See if he suddenly, his cape emerges.
Yeah, but it was fine. There was no trouble, so we didn't get to test his superpowers. And when we landed in America, I kind of got to the front of the queue and walked out right behind him. And I was looking at him. I looked at his super elbows. He'd grown stubble.
Right.
Probably because he was getting recognised a lot. But that made him look a bit like evil Superman. From was he Superman. Wearing... Is it Superman 3 where he goes evil and grows stubble?
I think... Is it...
And Superman 3 and he straightens out the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Oh, yeah.
And various other disgraceful acts like
does
that.
Does he grow stubble? I've forgotten that.
Yeah, I think he does.
He doesn't smoke ciggies or anything, does he?
I don't know. Margot Kidder, Lois Lane smokes loads of ciggies. But anyway, that was pretty exciting. And I looked at his super elbows.
And
he seemed super to me.
Did you smell his super smell?
I couldn't smell his super stench.
But you were right behind him.
I was walking behind him from the getting off the plane to the baggage reclaim.
Yeah, but like you were in his smell wake.
Yeah, well, he smelled perfectly of nothing.
Super?
Neutral.
Didn't he smell super?
Americans deodorize every orifice anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
If they've got deodorants for literally nostril deodorants, ear deodorants. Mm-hmm. Every hole has some kind of chemical.
That's
anyway,
nice.
More music?
Yeah, let's play some more music. Here we have... Oh, this is a free play. First of our free plays this week. This is a track by Jamie Liddell. Or Jamie Liddell. Don't know how
right.
you pronounce that. L-I-D-E-L-L.
Is his family related to the supermarket chain? The low-cost supermarket chain?
No, I don't believe they are.
Okay.
All I know about him is that he's a white guy who sounds amazingly like a kind of Stax soul singer, someone like
that
Otis Redding.
Gambit.
Yeah, but it's good, man. It's
okay,
really
let's
good.
Hear it.
And
the proof's in the pudding.
It's on Warp Records. I defy you not to enjoy at least part of this. This is Multiply
by
Jamie Liddell.
I hate it.
Come on, that is good. Jamie Liddell with Multiply. I don't even know if that was a single or if it was a hit or what. It's been out for ages, that album, but it's very, very good. I recommend it. This is Adam and Joe on XFM.
Hey, more feedback about that record. One texter says, and you can text us on 83XFM if you want, says, it sounds like Charles and Eddie.
Charles and Eddie, it does sound like Charles
yeah,
and Eddie.
Which
well,
is
sounds,
true.
Sounds like a lot of soul stuff. But
yeah, yeah.
But it's good, you know, even as a pastiche, it still packs a punch. We should play some ads. We'll be back shortly. XFM. You've got the face on.
It's Adam and Joe on XFM London's 104.9.
Sorry, I'm still savouring the monkeys.
That's the Arctic Monkeys with Mardy Bum. Is it competition time, or are you still savouring?
I'm still savouring. Finished.
It's a crack commentary, recorded off of a DVD. Why don't you listen and see? You could win some crap for free. Can you tell who's speaking? And a movie they're critiquing. Go ahead, it's easy. You can use IMDb.
So yes, it's crap commentary corner competition time, listeners. Get yourselves out of bed. Splash some icy cold water on your faces. Take a swig of Red Bull.
Or
Kouros aftershave,
yeah.
The aftershave for chiseled Greek man. Or just smack yourself in the face. Or maybe stub your toe. That's the best way to wake up.
Yeah, exactly.
Shuffle to the bathroom and stub your toe.
Or go to the bathroom, have a tinkle, and then realise that most of it's gone on your leg.
All good ways to wake up with a bit of morning fury. But this is an easy one anyway.
Is it?
Yeah, so it shouldn't be too hard if you're still in bed, you lucky sods.
In what way is it easy? Just the...
Well, it's a very recognisable voice. The idea for this competition, if you haven't heard this before, is we're going to play you an extract of a DVD commentary with some sort of Hollywood person, more relaxed than usual,
yeah.
Letting their guard down a bit and revealing an aspect of their true personality that wouldn't usually be allowed to shine through in the PR-massaged world of Hollywood show business.
That's on the good DVD commentaries.
Yeah, the others, most of them are just plain, tedious and boring.
Yeah.
But we, you know, like pigs foraging for truffles, we get the good bits and pop them on the radio. So here's a good bit, and you have to call 0871 222 1049. I'll repeat that, 0871 222 1049.
Oh, you changed the way you said that.
Yeah, it's sexy.
Oh.
Call that And you get your choice of all the amazing prizes if you can guess who this is. It's very terribly easy. But I tell you what, because it's so easy, you've got to tell us who's talking, who the director who's talking is, and what film they're talking over. Three bits of information. Let's hear clip number one.
And if you believe that, he also believed your Richard Simmons Jr. is running around. I love it. I forgot about that. Yeah. That's funny. He was laughing. He didn't laugh long. No. Oh, yeah, yeah. That is funny.
Wow. Tony Blair's boyfriend.
Who is that? 0871 222 1049. As soon as you can figure out who that is, and you can win a prize. So we play clip number two. I tell you what, play clip number three on that CD.
All right, then.
Because this is them talking about quite a violent scene.
He was talking. That's funny. Okay, here we go.
Okay, there's nothing slick about that fight. It's just...
No. Just the pounding him with the head and then breaking his head. Boom. And it was total, like, with no emotions, just hacking away. Look at his blood spilling
out.
Oh, this is great with the axe. Now I'm enjoying it already.
Yeah.
That's a good noise at the end. He turns into Chewbacca. That's a description of him making love to his wife.
Yeah. What, really, in the film? No.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well,
so as soon as you know who that is, 0871 222 1049. Obviously, it's very easy, the voice, but can you tell what film they're talking about? And he's talking with the director, so all you have to do is give us the name of the director of the film as well. Call 0871 222 1049 if you know that, and you can get a prize.
It's McAlmont & Butler time. Here is Speed. Oh, why isn't
it?
Why
it's not very speedy. Speed?
Here we go. Speed.
Oh, what's going on?
I'm pressing the wrong buttons. Here we go. Listen, McAlmont & Butler, I'm really sorry about the fact that I've kind of ruined...
They're listening.
Yeah, they always listen.
They'll be very upset.
Well, McAlmont particularly gets absolutely furious if the introductions to his songs...
If there's
a stumble.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if we see him before the end of the show.
Is it going to work this time?
Here we go. Speed! That sounds like the song we used to sing in the sex factory where I used to work.
A sex factory?
I used to work in a sex factory.
What, applying the gender to things?
No. We were. It was more raunchy. I can't really talk about it on a...
Right. Why does that sound like a sex factory song?
Oh, that's what they sing. The machines.
Oh, I wasn't listening to the lyrics. It wasn't very fast for a song called Speed.
No. That's why it's good for working in factories. You know, it's all the rhythmical machine movements. It keeps you focused on whatever you're making.
Good stuff.
McAlmont & Butler, that was, of course, with Speed. Joe Cornish just casually announced as that song was ending that he said, "Oh, someone dropped by some chocolates. I took them and ate them."
Yeah. Well, I don't want to make it sound as if we don't often get gifts.
And I was thinking maybe they were horrible chocolates, like something dark chocolates or cooking chocolate or something with pralines.
Poison chocolate.
But they were Cadbury's Heroes, which are good chocolates.
You know, I can't remember the person who sent them in. I'll thank them properly next week, but thanks for the chocolates.
How big was
it? It wasn't that big a box. You know, $3.99, $4.99. That's how much he likes us.
That's a decent-sized box of Heroes.
But listen, we've got a caller on the line, haven't we? We can't keep him hanging on for the competition. Where is he? Chris, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing, Chris?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, having a nice morning?
Yeah, I am.
What time do you wake up?
About 8:30.
Do you live alone?
Yes.
So you sleep in a single or a double bed?
Double.
Yeah.
Why are you waking up at 8:30 if you're living alone, Chris?
Force of habit, I guess.
What time did you get to sleep last night?
About 2 in the morning.
2, so that's 6.5 hours. That's not enough, Chris.
That's not enough, man.
Face? Are you looking a bit puffy?
Yeah. It's
puffy Coombs?
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you feeling generally? Are you going to go? Are you still in bed?
No, I've been shopping. I've just got back.
You've been shopping?
Yeah.
For groceries or for fun things?
Yeah, you've got to beat the queues.
Beat the queues, that's very good. You've got your life sussed.
Yeah, that's true, man.
What do you do for a living, Chris?
I work for Transport for London.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah.
Well done, you.
I'm the reason why your bus fares are £1.50.
It's 80 pence with an oyster.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't pay for bus fares.
Do you know that? Places, sorry to interrupt you, Chris. Do you know that in that advert with the bloke who goes around London on his oyster?
Yeah.
Pop into town, meet a famous footballer, get me book signed, all that sort of stuff. Get your oysters. Pop over to the market next morning. I'm brother of the year. Do you know that one?
The Velvet Underground.
What do you make of that one, Chris?
Part of me thinks how on earth does he get from place A to place B without, in that amount of time, really? It's like falling down.
And stay happy.
Yeah.
And not be really angry and miserable. Exactly. Not want to, exactly, it is like falling down. Not want to pull a shotgun and take it out on the world. The other thing is, I totted up how much he spent. I had it on, you know, on Sky Plus, and I frame advanced through it. I was a bit bored, so I thought, how much did this day actually cost this man? It's something like 80 quid.
Right.
And all he's got out of it is a book and probably a bad tummy from the oysters.
He got a present for his sister.
He did, and he was Brother of the Year.
Exactly. So that's a gift that money can't buy.
You still there, Chris, or have you killed yourself?
So, to remind listeners, Chris has phoned in response to our competition this week, Crack Commentary.
There's another clip we can play to, yeah, just to, you know, keep things lively.
Chris has already made his he's already made his mind up, but here's a reminder of who we're talking about.
Stay on the line, Chris.
For listeners. Oh, hang on a second.
What have you done? What's wrong with your... Chris?
It's because I went and went
Adam
to France.
Adam can't operate the knobs today.
I went to France.
He's fiddling...
They did
that.
I'm pressing the ones on the left instead of the ones on the right because I was in France.
Play. Here's another clip.
That's funny. That's funny.
Now they're all
looking, they're all thinking, now what the hell is going on with this guy?
Yeah, I remember.
That is so funny. Now we are running.
Now we are running. It's such a torturous commentary. He just describes what's happening on the screen. And then, anyway, who is it? Chris, put us out of our misery.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger in Conan the Barbarian.
Correct. And who would that be talking with him? Who's the director?
John Milius.
John Milius.
Nice. 3 out of 3.
Yeah, that's good. Is that one of your favourite films, Chris?
It was until I watched it with the commentary on.
Yeah, it's quite torturous, isn't it?
It is.
And Milius is kind of getting quite old, and he's quite sleazy, and he keeps breathing down the microphone whenever a woman comes on and saying, you know, how amazing her eyes are. Your dad says, Adam's dad says that as well.
That is, that's my dad.
If you fancy a woman and you're over 60, you talk about the eyes.
Well, with my dad, it was just code for...
boobs.
For totties, yeah.
Yeah.
He would just look at the... He would just sort of go, look, she's got extraordinary eyes. He used to say about that... He used to say that about... I think her name's Erin Grey on Buck Rogers in the 21st Century.
She is sexy, though.
She's got, you know, what's her name? Doctor someone or other. Anyway, she's got a very tight suit and, according to my dad, extraordinary eyes.
So, Chris, what would you like to win?
What have you got?
Do you want, where you can have a pair of tickets to the TDK Cross Central Festival? We're not really sure what it is, but it sounds really good, or where it is. Or you can have a Sonny Chiba box set. Or you can have a Doctor Who Series 2 DVD. Or you can have a Blake 7 box set. I'd go for the Blake 7.
Yeah, I'd go for Blake 7.
Yeah, you can't beat Blake 7.
You can, actually.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Can you?
You actually can't.
I didn't realise.
Is it the box set with one of the toys from it on the front?
Is it, Xanthi? No, I don't think it's got a toy. What was the spaceship called? The Interceptor?
The Liberator.
The Liberator. Do you know what, Chris? When I was a boy, I had my own version of Blake 7. I used to play with my toys. It was called Gladiator 9.
What?
Yeah.
Gladiator 9.
I had it like a series in my head. Did you never do that sort of thing, Chris?
Yeah.
I used to just have my own sort of fan fiction in my head. I didn't sort of make things up.
Oh, so you'd just do your own episodes of Blake 7?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good. Can you remember any particularly good ones?
Or, I don't know, just like, you know, when Adam's dad talks about Wilma from Buck Rogers, anything with Servran in it, or where Avon just raises an eyebrow and shoots Pete in the back.
That was good, wasn't it?
Did you fancy Servalan? She was quite saucy, wasn't she?
Yeah. We're talking to you, Chris. Anyway, so there you go. You'll get that Blake 7 box set. My games always used to end with a couple of play people trying to make love.
Oh, dear.
That's just too much.
And then I'd lose interest
in Gladiator 9.
In the story. And then I'd feel a bit ashamed and put them all back in the box.
Oh, good. Thanks a lot for calling, Chris. Cheers. Congratulations on getting that stuff right.
Sometimes I'd take the play people's hair off.
Yeah.
You know, their hair would come off.
I do, I remember.
And I'd make brains out of plasticine.
Oh, I did that as well, and
you'd
pop them in.
The brains all spill out.
Yeah, that was enjoyable.
Oh, those were the days. Now I do it for real.
Okay, free play. Now, this is one of yours, Joe. This is Phoenix.
Yeah, this is great. This is Phoenix with Everything is Everything.
There you go, that's Phoenix.
I like that.
With Everything is Everything. You're listening to Adam and Joe here
adverts,
on XFM.
Adverts.
Buy it. XFM. That's Hard Fire with Cash Machine. This is Adam and Joe here on XFM. Just coming towards the end of our first hour.
Hey, Mel's here.
Mel's here.
She's here to read the news. Hello, Mel.
Hello. How's the news looking? Is there anything that's going to really depress
it's gonna
us?
It's going to be exciting.
Is it? It's a big march today, isn't there? I kind of wish I was on that march.
What are they marching for?
To stop the flipping stupid war.
Oh, which one, hey?
Yeah,
which
well, one? To answer that, Tony Blair.
Exactly, Tony B. Liar. But first, we've got some more adverts for you. XFM. That was Glorious by Captain.
Hello, this is Adam and Joe on XFM London's 104.9 in the second hour of our three-hour Saturday morning slot. Welcome. Good morning. What a beautiful day.
Absolutely lovely.
A great day for marching against the war.
Yeah, that's right. You're not supposed to say things like that, though, are you?
Why not?
It's impartial.
Well, no, well,
it's
I impartial. Say that, and then you say, I don't march against the war. You're pro-war.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Is that what we're supposed to do,
a great
listeners?
Day for
You're supposed to be balanced on the radio.
Balanced.
So I say, I think the war's a dreadful idea and it's being hideously mishandled by the British government. And then Adam says,
well, they've got to strike back somehow. It's a shame that the civilians are getting involved, but it's Hezbollah's fault.
Yeah, Adam thinks it's a great war. So there you go. There's a balanced opinion here on the radio. So listen, I was saying earlier, I went off to America and I went to this thing called Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a massive festival for comics fans in San Diego in America. And they have basically a massive conference floor. It's a mile long. You can buy comics and posters and bootleg DVDs.
Oh my God.
And also it's become massive with the Hollywood studios. They launched their new product. So there was a massive Snakes on a Plane, Snake Mouth. All the comics companies have massive stands. All the film distribution companies are launching their new product because most films these days are tied into comic books, aren't they, these days? Yeah. And they have panels where the stars appear. So it's basically almost like an evangelical meeting or some kind of political rally. There'll be 8,000 fans in a massive conference centre. There'll be a huge stage, an amazing sound system, lots of suspended screens, and then all the stars will come out. Like, for instance, if it was Spider-Man 3, which it was, Sam Raimi came out and Kirsten Dunst and what's his name that plays Spider-Man? Toby Magoon came out. And they were all there and they show clips and they preview bits of the film and they show you special things, and then fans get to ask them questions. There's a microphone in the middle of the floor and a massive queue forms, and fans of all shapes, sizes and ages come and ask their heroes questions.
Yeah,
so it's quite an extraordinary event. And the
geeks, we call them geeks.
You call them geeks, or nerds.
Nerds
and they wouldn't call themselves geeks and nerds, but they sort of are. And I'm one of them.
Yeah,
you know, I've got no shame.
We both are.
It's like geek pride.
That's right.
Yeah. So one of the most exciting things I saw there was the Grindhouse panel. Grindhouse is a new double bill film. One of them's directed by Robert, what's he called? Rodriguez. I've suddenly forgotten
his first name. Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah, Robert Rodriguez. The other one's directed by Tarantino. So it's two kind of exploitation films. And they showed an amazing clip from that, listeners. It was extraordinary. It's going to be brilliant.
Grindhouse is like a genre, though, isn't it?
Yeah, Grindhouse is like old 60s and 70s exploitation films, which had shocking titles. You know, but then were actually quite disappointing when you saw them, but they always featured some kind of lurid sex or violence angle. So these guys are trying to bring that back and make a kind of old-style double bill of horror films.
I thought Tarantino was doing a war movie, like a 70s-style
Inglourious,
war movie.
Can we say the second word?
Bastis.
No, but he shelved that. He wrote it, but he shelved it. And now he's doing half of this movie. It's called Death Proof. But anyway, they showed a clip from Grindhouse. This is the point.
Yeah.
And the clip was amazing. It was 10 minutes. It was Robert Rodriguez's bit. Started with Rose McGowan, who's quite a sexy actress, in a hospital that's been surrounded by zombies. Okay, you have to picture this, listeners. She's got a severed leg, a stump. And she says, I wish I had a leg. And the other bloke in the room, Freddie Rodriguez, basically turns around, grabs the wooden leg off a wooden table, rips it off, shoves it up her stump.
Oh, dear.
And goes, now you do. That's good. Why are you looking so shocked?
Well, it's
the kind of thing that excites people. So she's walking around with just a wooden table leg in her stump, hobbling around and being attacked by zombies.
Yeah.
The zombies attacking gets a bit more serious. So another character grabs a Gatling gun. You know what a Gatling gun is?
Yeah, yeah.
A massive machine gun off the back of a truck. Santa, you're looking quite depressed and disturbed. It's supposed to be exciting. Grabs a Gatling gun, pulls the wooden leg out of her, the wooden leg out of her stump, shoves the Gatling gun in her stump.
Oh.
So she's got a Gatling gun for a leg, and she's running around doing backflips off walls, mowing down zombies in midair. It was amazing. The nerds went insane. There was a nerdgasm, a geek explosion. I've never seen 8,000 people more excited.
Oh, wow.
It looked fantastic, and they'd done it all speckly as if it was a really old print, put water damage and old hairs on it and stuff.
Right.
And the music was amazing. It was kind of in mono and slightly distorted. It was very exciting.
Wow, when's that coming out?
I don't know. Next year, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to that. And that was just half of it. That's just Rodriguez's half. God knows what Tarantino's is going
to
be like.
That's amazing. Gatling guns are always good value. There was one that was used to brilliant effect in...
Predator.
Predator, yeah.
Yeah, great Gatling gun sequence in Predator.
Just went on for about 10
when
minutes.
When he mows down the whole forest in the hope of getting the Predator.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Great. And then it just runs out and there's just the sound of the gun going...
Yeah.
It's after he's run out of bullets.
It's exciting.
So we're going to have a text competition very shortly, but first let's play some more music. This is the Raconteurs. There you go. That's the Raconteurs with Hands. You're listening to Adam and Joe on XFM. Now, of course, it's there's been a bit of a break from the heat wave, right?
Heat wave.
The heat wave. It's got a bit cooler in the last few days, but it's going to get bad again, isn't it?
It's supposed to get hot, hot, hot again. Yeah.
It's getting really. How's your garden, Joe? How's your lawn?
It's a barren tundra.
How's it? Is it low? How's the lawn?
There's no grass in London. All grass has gone brown.
I've got a little bit of grass on there.
Have you?
On the peripheries.
I'm
yeah.
I'm reporting you to the police.
Well, I haven't watered it. I haven't done no watering.
I bet you have.
I haven't touched it.
I'm going to shop you into the coppers.
But it hasn't been, I mean, we sort of avoided the worst of it, I think. We went away when it was really grim, didn't we? Were you in town for
No, I was in town when it was very, very hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How did you cope?
How did I cope? Well, splashing water on the face is the only thing that one can really do. I tell you another good thing,
yeah.
Listeners, good tip for keeping cool. Ice cube, and you can't do this if you've got short hair, but ice cube in the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Pop it in your hair. So that it sort of stays there on the top of the head. It'll slowly melt and reward you with ice cold dribbles down your face.
Doesn't that slightly freeze your scalp in a very localised way?
My brain's numb anyway.
Yeah.
Most of the day, there's not a lot going on up there.
Well, when I was in France, it was very hot in France, but it was nice. And they had a new thing that I've never seen before in cafes and outdoor spaces. I don't know if they have this all over the world or what, but they've got big fans, big... you know,
fans.
Stainless steel fans,
yeah,
aimed at the punters in the cafes and stuff.
Yep.
But also, the fans are connected to big tanks of water, and they blow out
mist,
jets of mist,
yeah,
as well.
They've got those in theme parks, actually.
Have they?
Yeah, I was at Universal when I was in LA, and they
right.
had those. They had cool steam jets
steam
blasting
jets.
Into the queues. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good, isn't it? Do they have those in London yet?
I don't know, they must do, surely.
They should get those.
I haven't seen them in London yet. But it was... Did you not find it a bit disconcerting? Because you sort of worry about what's in the water tanks. How clean it is, whether there's any wee-wee
in there.
You
think you're
just
being sprayed with disease?
More or less, I would say. Surely, you know what I mean? Because I bet you they recycle a lot of that water in quite a bad way. And who knows how long the water's been hanging around. There's got to be all kinds of little...
There was another thing I saw advertised on TV. This is on the theme of ways to keep cool. On TV in America, there was a neck brace.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like a horseshoe-shaped blue plastic thing. And you put it on your neck. And it was just one of those testimonial adverts. And golfers were going, it's revolutionized my play.
Yeah.
I'm really cool. They had footage of people in business meetings going, yeah, I'll give you $50,000 because my neck's so cool. Because they had these cool... And they looked idiotic.
Yeah.
But the advert was claiming that it was brilliant for all walks of life, and just by keeping your neck very cold, wouldn't that just give you a cold neck?
Mm.
The neck isn't exactly, you know, the centre of nerve activity and heat, is it? The forehead's the area you go for. I tell you what you could do. Here's another technique. This is building up to a text competition, listeners. The other technique is get those cool pads you can get from the chemist.
Gel packs.
Yeah, it's for kids with fevers.
Right.
But why not stick them all over your noggin?
Yeah.
Like loads of them all over your face. You'd be sorted.
With the neck brace, was it like a big gel thing that you put in the fridge?
No, it was like that guy in Star Trek what has the glasses.
Geordi.
That are narrow.
LaForge.
Now, Geordi LaForge, isn't that Will Wheaton's character, the kid?
No.
Isn't that? Are you sure?
Yeah, Will Wheaton is Crusher.
Okay, are you sure?
I'm positive, man.
Okay, sorry.
You're talking to a nerd.
Yeah, it's like that. It's just like a strap that goes around you. It's like a sort of a two-thirds of a collar.
Yeah.
So that's what I do to keep cool. I put one of those cool collars on. I would coat my entire head with cool strips, and then I'd put some ice in my hair.
My dad was telling me about a time when he was, during the Second World War, and I don't know what he was, or maybe it was just after the Second World War. Anyway, he was in Iraq or somewhere like that. It was extremely hot. And to cool down, he soaked the sheets of where he was staying, like, with water, and wrapped himself in these damp sheets, and then lay in the full blast of the fan, which he turned up full, right? Mm. Quite nice, you'd think. Unbelievably dangerous.
Because if the fan fell over, he'd be electrocuted. No,
because you get hypothermia. His body temperature lowered so rapidly.
Really?
That he got severe hypothermia, woke up in hospital.
Your dad, man. He lives at the edge, doesn't he?
This is when he was
he
like
has
20.
Like mountaineering Brian Blessed style adventures, even when he's asleep.
He told us another story.
He courts danger every day.
So we were quite impressed with that story. I was like, Dad, you moron. He said, well, I was only 20. I didn't realise how dangerous it was. And then... he told us another story about getting some kind of fever in a similar way. I think he was very feverish. He got some miserable bug out there and basically told us that he woke up and there was like a cobra on his chest staring at him in the face.
Is it definitely a cobra?
It was. No, he imagined it. It was his hand. No, it wasn't something else. It was his hand. And it was his hand lying on his chest. And he woke up because he was so feverish. He just, oh, there's a cobra on my chest.
I think all his stories are just hallucinations. But listen, here's the text competition. And the text number is 83XFM. We want your innovative ways to stay cool in the heat. And, you know, that sounds a bit Capital Radio, I know, but we want...
We are part of the Capital Group, so I think that's
true,
fair enough.
GCAP. Yeah. But we want kind of stupid, weird and interesting and bizarre ways to keep cool, because we've all been driven to extremes over the heatwave period.
That's right.
You know, my girlfriend even suggested sleeping in damp sheets.
Yeah, be careful. Damp sheets is okay. You know, it's all right to splash a bit of water on yourself, but don't...
What kind of dreams would they give you?
Sexy dreams. But don't start turning the fan on yourself as well. Now, your suggestions don't have to be entirely entirely serious.
What?
Here's a couple of ones I did earlier that might be a bit rubbish. Okay, how about this? To stay cool, cover yourself in Bonjela and watch Be Cool with Kate Moss.
Right, what with Kate Moss sitting next to you? Because she's really cool.
She's cool.
She's cool, isn't she? Yeah. And what cover you? What does Bonjela do?
It's cool. It's for ulcers.
Is it? That's right. It's kind of minty.
Yeah. It's fresh. Here's another idea.
That's a good... Actually, just brushing your teeth is good because it gives you a blast of cool air.
Exactly.
Or have a mint. That's right. I'm adding.
Check this out. Mint. Make a suit out of froobs. Okay, a bit like the suits on Dune, you know, that they wear in the interesting fact about
or
Dune.
Or the money suit in my favourite programme, The Friday Night Project,
right, yeah.
Which is great.
Well, you know, on Dune, they wear those suits which are supposed to cool them down, the fighters and stuff.
Yes,
but actually, they were unbelievably hot in real life because they were made of leather and all the actors would just fall over. Anyway, make a suit out of froobs and eat a salad made from iceberg lettuce and airwaves. Chewing gum.
That's a very good idea. Froobs are like frozen orange juice and stuff, aren't
frozen
they?
Frozen yogurt type thing.
Oh, yogurt. Yeah. There you go.
And here's a final way. Join the Arctic Monkeys and catch a cold.
That would be very cool. But get your strange ideas for staying cool in the extreme heat to 83XFM. Our favourite one. We'll call you up and give you a prize and, you know, stuff.
Here's a free play right now. This is a track that I played once ages ago on the show, but I'm going to play it again because it's great. It's the Kingsbury Manx with Pell's Comet. That's the Kingsbury Manx from their album Aztec Discipline with a track called Pell's Comet. This is Adam and Joe on
Aztec
XFM.
Aztec Discipline?
What's wrong with that? It's just the name of the album.
What's Aztec Discipline?
It's like, you know...
How do they discipline each other in Aztec times?
They hit each other with pyramids.
Is that it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Sounds unlikely.
We've got to play some ads and we'll come back with some of your texts very shortly. XFM. Hey, this is Adam and Joe here on XFM on a Saturday afternoon. We're in the midst of our text competition at the moment. We've got a lot of suggestions coming in for ways to keep cool. Is there anything exciting on your screen there, Joe? Someone texted in that you should tie a plant pot to your head and fill the plant pot with ice cubes, is that right?
Someone did text that in. Okay, here we go. Alice,
fill the plant pot with ice cubes and then...
We'll get to that. It's at the top of the list. I'm going to start at the bottom.
All right, then.
Stick some ice cubes in your knickers, says Alice.
That's a good idea. Well, that's a good idea even if you're not hot. It's just enjoyable.
It's just enjoyable, isn't it? Organise a party at McDonald's and go stand in their burger freezer from Rob in SE7. Now, that's not bad, but it's not very instantaneous, is it? You've got to call them up, make the appointment. That might not be so hot on the day.
Why would you go to McDonald's as well?
Because, have you never been to a party at McDonald's?
No.
Part of the party is a tour. It certainly used to be, as Rob full well knows, was a tour behind the counter to see the magic of McDonald's.
Really?
To see them putting all the whale blubber in the... yeah, and all that sort. No, all the healthy goodness, chopping all the fruit and vegetables,
yeah, making
and,
all the salads.
Part of the highlight of the tour was going into the, you know, freezer,
the big freezer, the
walk-in
freezer.
Yeah, and they shut you in there.
They shut you in the freezer,
and
like
they make
the Shining.
You think, yeah, like in Chislehurst Caves when they turn all the lights out. You know, a scary bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, but you can't stay in there for that long. What's... Oh, I've been shot by an XFM gun. Oh, I'm dying. Oh, Gandhi. Oh, my Gandhi. That was amazing. Cricklewood Junction, what happened there?
I was just keeping you on your toes.
Yeah, well, that's exciting. You should do that more often.
Just got overexcited.
It's like an assassination. here we go. What else? What? No, that's just a stupid one. Sorry, listeners, I haven't sorted through these, so it's becoming a bit improvisational. And now they've vanished.
I'll tell you what, let's play some music. We'll come back with we'll come back with some more text. This is The Strokes. That's The Strokes with You Only Live Once, the third single to be taken from the New York Quintet's third album, First Impressions of Earth, which I've had for a long time and I've hardly listened to it at all. Now, I don't know if I should get back to it at all. Their second album was kind of a slow grower, but it's really, really good. And I'm just not sure if the third one's as good. I'm more or less talking to myself, aren't I, Joe?
I'm not listening.
We're going to be playing a Cypress Hill classic for you very shortly.
And listeners, talking of classics, don't forget at noon it's an hour of X-List requests, so you can get your requests in, text them on 83XFM or give us a call. Yeah?
Yeah, you sounded very laid back when you were saying that, man.
Yeah, I am laid back.
Yeah,
I'm
you
Mr.
Are.
Cool, I'm Mr. Freeze. Speaking of which, here's some more stuff what's come in from the text competition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of them are very silly.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Get yourself a roll of gaffer tape. Tape frozen peas all over your body. It'll keep you cool, and when you rip it off, you can have a free hair wax.
That's
Peter
good.
In Dagenham.
That's
a bit
silly.
Like your Froobs.
That isn't silly. That's a sensible idea.
Twist of the wax.
Frozen peas is good. it's a good idea. It really works. Because I was sort of... when we were in France, I was improvising cool boxes. You know what I mean? Like, when we went out for a picnic, we didn't have a proper cool box. So I was trying to keep a few beers and...
Right.
Things cold.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we got like packets of frozen peas and packed them around around the booze, and
that's
it worked a
idea.
Treat. It was really good. I also like just wrapping things, you know, in towels works fairly well, as long as they're cool in the first place.
A damp towel.
A damp towel is good, yeah. But, you know, if you've got something cold and you want to keep it cold, like just wrapping it in a towel does the job.
Tie a piece of bacon to your hat and visit your local dog pound. All the wagging tails will keep you cool.
Who wrote that?
James.
James, what are you doing?
That's very stupid. Chuck ice on the ground in a long line and walk over them like hot coals. It has a double effect of cooling you down and proving how manly you are.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Rob Patrick Stewart's house, steal his transporter, use it to replace the air in your room every 40 minutes with air from Antarctica. Would that work?
Yeah,
so you just turn on the transporter, but without anybody in it, and set it to Antarctica.
Yeah.
And you just transport air.
I'd have to speak to a technician.
There are books where they actually work out the technology of those things, aren't they?
And I'm pretty sure that that's not the way the transporter
works. It's molecular,
works.
Isn't it? Doesn't it break down molecules? But would it just breaks down the person's molecules, not the air.
It screens out most of the air and the impurities. You know, it just transports matter as far as I know. So I'm not sure that would work. But I could be wrong. I'd have to talk to Stephen Hawking or a nerd to find out.
Rufus says, to keep cool, I will coat myself in honey, sit outside, and be wafted gently by the downdraft of a million wasps. Now, obviously that's stupid, but that's quite violently stupid, Rufus, because you'd just be stunned to death.
Yeah, it would. It would be Macaulay
Culkin. That
wouldn't
be cool. Why would it be like Macaulay in what's its face?
Me the and one my
where
girl.
Gets a kiss, yeah.
Is it called Me and My Girl?
Something like that. My Girl. It's just called My Girl.
My Girl, My Girl.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, do you want more?
Yeah, go on. Let's finish. Let's polish this off. Let's get a winner.
Tie a piece of string through a plant pot, fill it with ice cold water.
Oh, this is the one we had.
Attach your head, wear wellies to catch water, to keep feet cool.
I like
that's
that.
That's a bit stupid.
That's not stupid. That's sensible. Yeah. That's practical.
Yeah. Okay. Have we got to find a winner?
Yeah. Let's play a record and find a winner. Okay. Actually, we got to do the ads. So let's see. Do you want? Shall I tease the ads for you?
Yeah. I love ads.
Imodium ad.
The thing that I like about ads is, you know, they're selling you stuff, but they find ways to make it funny and interesting.
Well, how do you think the Imodium ad is going to be serious?
That's the one with Mel from Mel and Sue, isn't it?
Now, does Imodium is for the runs or for constipation?
Depends how you consume it.
I think Imodium is
depends if you pop it up or
for
pop
the
it
runs.
Down.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that it's going to be a funny one. I don't remember the Imodium ad.
Hey, here's a good one from Michael in Lewisham. To stay cool, listen to XFM, especially Adam and Joe, all day. The coolest radio station on the goddamn planet.
I think Michael works at XFM, doesn't he? Also, we've got ad-wise something for the Holloways. Are they a band? Virgin Megastore. It's very exciting. I can hardly speak. It's all coming up in these ads. We'll be back shortly. XFM. That's very good, isn't it?
Is that The Rapture with Get Myself Into It?
Exactly.
That's
right.
That's a brand new playlist edition. Don't forget to get your request in for the X List coming up in 10 minutes. We're going to, excuse me, little burp, put our text competition to bed now.
Yeah, yeah. We have someone on the line who suggested something which we thought was extraordinary as a way of keeping cool. And here he is.
Is he there? Paul, hello.
Hi.
Hey, Paul, listen, don't say it yet because I want to run some other things by you, mate.
Right.
We like the simplicity of yours, but here's another one. This is from a guy called Mark who's at work. Is that a little doggy there, Paul?
No, it's actually a little girl.
A little girl?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not a mutant dog girl?
It's not a dog, no.
Oh, but yeah, but is it a mutant dog girl?
It could be a mutant dog girl, maybe.
Okay, so how about this? Dear Adam and Joe, I have a typically British way to keep cool. Get drunk to the point where you puke, at which point you'll be very cold.
That's binge Britain for you.
Isn't that good?
That's nice, yeah.
Just to be ill is quite a good idea, isn't it? Contract a disease and get the chills, get the shivers would be quite a good idea.
It's a really good idea to cool down.
Thank you very much.
But you don't feel too good.
Someone else texted, Adam and Joe text competition. To be cool, smoke cigarettes, because they're groovy. Yeah? And what do you think of that, Paul?
That's a good idea, but you might get cancer.
That is true.
You look cool.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That is one of the drawbacks of ciggies, isn't it? Is the whole getting cancer thing. Yeah.
But Paul, your text was so blunt and so simple. It was just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words. What were those words, Paul?
Put on a fan, Paul.
You texted in, put on a fan, Paul.
Yeah.
So talk us through that.
Well, usually when it's hot in the summer, I usually invest in a fan at the beginning because if you turn it on...
A what?
A fan. Right. It's this invention where some blades spin around, powered by electricity, or batteries if you get them £1 ones, and it just cools you down.
How does it work?
It spins round and then the air gets really cold and it cools you down.
Yeah. You know, my problem with fans is it doesn't actually cool the air, does it? It just throws the warm air at you, doesn't it?
That's right. If it's sufficiently hot, you just get a blast of hot air.
Answer us that in 5 words, Paul.
He can't.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. He comes back. There's no arguing with Paul.
You're amazing. You should go into politics, Paul.
Paul, congratulations. You are the winner of our text competition.
Do you want
a
prize?
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to have tickets to the festival? It's called the TDK Cross Central Festival. Yeah, do you?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
I would like that, thanks.
Terrific.
I went last year.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
And you had a good time?
Yeah, it was really good, actually, yeah.
There we go. Well, you're going to go again.
Thanks very much.
Congratulations, Paul. Thanks very much indeed for calling in and for your suggestion there. That is true. You know, I had a big argument with my wife about the whole way that fans actually work.
Mm.
And she said no, because she was in favour of, like, leaving them on all day. Do you know what I mean? And I said, why are you leaving the fans on when we're not around? She said, oh, it cools the place down.
Nonsense.
No, it doesn't.
Nonsense.
It doesn't. Just moves the air
around.
If
you've ever worked in an office near a busy road where they don't open the windows because it's too noisy, then they put fans on and it just makes it horrible. It's like a dry jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, instead of bubbling water, bubbling air. And I'm convinced it's a breeding ground for bacteria and disease.
A dry koozie.
A dry koozie. Goodbye.
News time very shortly, but first, more extraordinary advertisements. XFM. Very good. That's the Pixies with Where Is My Mind, kicking off our X-List final hour here on XFM.
What a frightening noise.
Adam and Joe, that's the sound of Kim Deal in the void.
Really?
She's shrieking.
That's scary, man.
Yeah.
Scary woman.
She's a scary woman, but she's sexy. And I'm going to dedicate that song to a guy called Dan Gould. G-A-U-L-D. How would you pronounce that? Gold. I like the way you said it before. Geld.
Yeah. Why are you dedicating that to him?
Geld.
Are you lovers?
Ooh, I might be. No, he sent us some comics. Some of his comics, some of his amazing illustrations.
I never got to see them.
He's got a website. Well, that's because I'm keeping some of the things because
I get the chockies.
You nick all the other stuff, and he sent them to my personal address. So I think it's fair enough that I keep them. I think I'm allowed to keep some of my post. Anyway, that was going out to you, Dan. Thanks very much for sending me your stuff. It was amazing. Check out his website. I'm sure you can just type in Dan Gould and there it'll be. And don't forget to keep your requests coming in. You can request anything from the amazing X-List back catalogue, all the indie rock classics you could ever hope to hear, all stored away in the XFM vaults. So give us a shout. Also, I think we should try out a new competition for the final hour of this show this week. It's a competition where you have to identify which band names are real and which are made up. I've picked about just a handful of band names from the NME gig listings from the last few weeks, okay? And the next person who calls in will have to identify which ones are real band names and which have been
What's
just made
up. What's the competition called?
It's called Rock and Real.
Rock and Real.
Or Rock and Rubs.
Rock and Real or Rock and Rubs.
Which ones are real and which ones are rubbish.
I'm writing that down. And the number is 0871 222 1049. So this is in conjunction with the X-List. We're taking requests, but we'd also like some callers to play that competition. We've still got great DVDs and stuff, the Sonny Chiba box sets.
Yeah.
Have we got another pair of tickets to that festival? Yeah. Have we, Xanthi? Yeah, we got. So we got Super and we got Blake 7. We've still got all the prizes present and correct. It's going to be a brilliant competition. So if you think you are knowledgeable about the latest cutting edge bands.
I mean, it's almost impossible to tell.
Is it impossible? Because there's so many new bands coming up.
So many new. These are all like new bands. They're not famous bands necessarily.
Names are getting weirder and weirder, right? Because
yeah.
They're running out of names.
So it's almost a lottery, basically. But we'll play it three times, unless it's a total disaster.
Excellent.
The first time.
It won't be. It'll be brilliant.
We'll play it three times, and then the person who gets the best score will win the prizes at
Look
the
Look at
end
that.
Of the
I can see it. So many lines lighting up. People are desperate to play Rock and Reel or Rock and Rubs. The prizes are brilliant. They seriously are. Come on, be positive.
I am positive. I spent ages making a new jingle for it, which I'll unveil after this.
This is so exciting.
Next song. Now, here's a track going out to Marie and Kat in Hornsey. I don't know if that's two human beings or just Marie and a cat in Hornsey, but it's Blur with Girls and Boys. That is such a wicked song.
Yeah, but he's gay.
What?
He's gay. He says he likes boys. He's gay. I don't like that. You know, it's not, you know, no disrespect, but I do not like that. You know, I think it's wrong.
Yeah.
That's not true.
But it's so
That's
wicked.
Not my opinion.
Such a wicked song.
It's a very good song. Hey, and that was for Marie and Kat, right?
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
were suggesting that it was just a woman and a cat.
Uh-huh.
But she's texted in and said, "Hello, Adam and Joe. I'm the cat who lives with Marie in Hornsey. Cheers
cat.
For playing that. We do also have a cat called Candy. Oh. She likes Blur too."
That's good.
I don't think the cat likes Blur. I don't think cats generally like music.
No, cats do like Blur.
Nah.
Cats like anything by Damon Albarn.
Really?
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
So it's new competition time, Joe. Are you excited?
Oh, this is exciting. Yeah, and we've got a new jingle.
Yeah. Now, just to explain again, because the lyrics in the jingle might be a little confusing. This competition is called Rock and Reel or Rock and Rubs. Basically, we've got a caller on the line, and what's the name of Claire? Claire is on the line. We're going to speak to her shortly, and I'm going to list 10 band names. Some of those band names are real, they're rock and reel,
mm-hmm.
and some of them are rubbish, rock and rubs.
Yeah.
Okay. So after each one, she just has to say real or rubs.
Can we get the jingle on?
Yeah, let's check out the jingle. Here we go. This might make things clearer.
Rock and reel or rock and rubs. Are the bands real or are they just rubbish? Rock and reel or rock and rubs. Are they real or are they rubs?
That's explained it. That's crystal clear. That's very good.
Yeah.
So is Claire on the line? Hello, Claire.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you.
What did you reckon on that there, jingle?
Very good.
It's good, wasn't it? It was musical, it had a bit of thrust, and it was expository.
I'd done that last night. I learned how to play the bass, especially for that jingle. That's the first time I ever played bass there.
What do you reckon on that, Claire?
It sounds like it.
That's very rude. How rude is Jar Jar Binks?
No, it's very good. It was very good.
Okay, Claire, are you ready? Do you think that you're someone who would know instinctively if a band name was real or Rubs?
I'll say I would, but I'll probably end up being completely rubbish and not getting any.
Well, I'll tell you that about that exactly five of these band names that I'm going to read you are real, and the other five are Rubs. Okay, so after each one that I read out, I want you just to say real or Rubs, okay? And then after we get through the whole list, then I'll tell you how many you got right.
Have we got backing music to this? Or
yes, we got some backing music. This is the music from the shipping forecast.
That's nice.
That I just thought might calm things down a little bit, okay? And now these are all real bands that I have found in the gigs section of the NME, like a recent edition of the NME.
Or are they?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Some half of them are, half of them aren't. Are you ready, Claire, to play Rock and Reel or Rock and Rubs?
I am.
Okay, here we go. Number one, Lake Boiler. Reel or Rubs?
Lake Boiler.
Yeah.
Rubs.
Number two, Monkey Swallows the Universe. Reel or Rubs?
Reel.
Number three, The Exploits of Elaine. Real or Rubs?
Real.
Number four. Up three, left two, down, right down. Real or Rubs?
Rubs.
Number five. Planes Mistaken for Stars. Real or Rubs?
Real.
Number six. The Sky Pirates. Real or Rubs?
Real.
Now, wasn't that number seven?
No, that was number six. Mm. Number seven, The Jimmy Version. Real or Rubs?
The what?
The Jimmy Version.
Rubs.
Number eight, And Their Eyes Were Bloodshot. Real or Rubs?
Rubs.
Number nine, Vestigial Tail. Real or Rubs?
Rubs.
Number ten, Chloe Is a Dirty Person. Real or Rubs?
Real.
And that concludes the first round of Real or Rubs. Well, I can tell you, Claire, that you scored a total of 8 correct answers there.
Can we take the shipping music away? Because then it'll create some structure. There we are.
That was brilliant. That was amazing. You were almost completely spot on there. Lake Boiler is Rubs. Monkey Swallows the Universe, real. The Exploits of Elaine, real. Up three, left two, down, right down, Rubs. Planes Mistaken for Stars, real. The Sky Pirates, real. The Jimmy Version, not real.
Oh, come on. That should be real. Yeah.
And Their Eyes Were Bloodshot. You thought that was Rubs. They're real.
Okay.
Vestigial Tail, they're Rubs, as you guessed.
Name.
Chloe Is a Dirty Person. You thought they were real. That's Rubs. But you did incredibly well there, Claire. Congratulations. You're our first ever contestant on Real or Rubs, and you scored 8 out of 10, which puts you way in the lead.
And what are you saying? That we're going to play that twice more?
Yeah.
With new band names?
With new band names.
Right, we're not sort of going to go give the prize to the best person.
No.
Well, that's good stuff. Well done, Claire. What would you like to win?
Well, she's just requesting a track.
She doesn't win anything.
Well, we don't know, because she's got to take part. Like, if she's the best of the three callers, then she wins. You see, that's how it works. But you can have a request. Okay. Why is that bad?
I don't know. On the one hand, I think it's brilliant because are you still there, Claire?
I'm still there.
I mean, there was a lot in there, wasn't there?
There was.
There was a lot to think about.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just lazy. I think you could spread it more thinly. Maybe. Because that was high fiber, wasn't it?
Well, we might be able to speed things up. You know, there was a lot of explaining before that one.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Claire, what do you want to hear?
What song do I want to hear? Jet. Yeah. Are You Going to Be My Girl?
Okay, this one's for you. Thanks a lot for calling in, Claire. Here's Jet. David Bowie with Starman. That was dedicated to Michael in Lewisham. Thanks very much for your request, Michael. We're going to be playing Rock and Reel or Rock and Rubs again quite shortly. But first, I've got a few mistakes that I need to clear up. I've got a backlog of mistakes going back about 3 or 4 weeks that I should probably just get through. My most recent one was saying thanks very much to Dan Gould. I think his name is Tom Gould. He's the guy that does cartoons of robots going to the shops and robots sort of lying dead in fields and stuff.
We got to thank Sophie for texting in with that correction.
Thanks
thank
very
you,
much.
Sophie.
And sorry, Tom, no disrespect. Your stuff's brilliant. Other mistakes I have made recently. Have you got any mistakes, Joe, that you're
aware
of?
No, I never make mistakes.
You always say that.
I never make mistakes.
Loads. Now, the other day we were talking about the trailer for Stormbreaker.
Yes.
And the fact that it made it look as if Ewan McGregor was in the film a great deal.
Yes.
When, in fact, he's only in it a little.
Yes.
I said the same thing happened with Jimmy Carr and the life and death of Peter Sellers. Jimmy Carr wasn't
he's
in.
Not in that.
He wasn't.
You know,
in
I went to see Stormbreaker.
How was it?
With my girlfriend in the Clapham Picture House.
Yeah.
We left.
Right.
We left after about half an hour.
It's a kiddies movie, though.
Yeah, but I don't think the kiddies like it either.
Kiddies like an awful lot of weird stuff.
Jimmy Carr, however, he's in Alien Autopsy.
Is he?
Yeah, and he was in something else. Oh, and he's in Stormbreaker.
He's in Stormbreaker, yeah.
He's got to get a new agent.
I was thinking of David Walliams, you see, who featured heavily in the trailer for Stoned about Brian Jones, because he played Brian Jones's accountant, even though he only appeared like in a couple of very small scenes. Walliams was featured heavily in the trailer. That's what I was thinking of. Neither of them was in The Life and Death of Peter Sellers. Mistake number two. The other week, I implied that the Alamo was in Mexico, when, of course, in fact, it's in San Antonio, Texas. We were talking about, like, rubbish car rental companies. I don't think I mentioned the name of the place.
You know, we've made another mistake.
What?
That was not the shipping forecast music.
Was it not?
It's Sailing By, which is played just before Radio 4 goes over to the World Service at night. There's no music for the shipping forecast.
I know there's no music for the shipping forecast, but it comes in conjunction, like it's associated
with
the shipping forecast.
Man, I made the same mistake.
Okay. Anyway, sorry about the Alamo being in Mexico. Of course, you know, the whole point of the Alamo was that they were defending themselves against the Mexican army. Jim Bowie and Davy Crockett, that's what they were doing. They were at the Alamo. Mistake number three. This is my last mistake for the time being. I'm sure I've made many more. Mistake number three. The other day I played a track in memory of Sid Barrett. And I thought I was being very clever by playing Paintbox, a very early track by Pink Floyd. I assumed that was a Sid Barrett track. It isn't. That was written and sung by Rick Wright.
How embarrassing.
Nothing to do with Sid whatsoever, even though it's a great track. And obviously, I guess Sid must have been playing on it, but...
You know, talking of David Walliams,
yeah,
he and I went to see Miami Vice last night with some other friends.
Right.
He walked out.
Did he?
Yeah, after about 15 minutes. He said, life's too short.
Brilliant. Classic Walliams.
He was right, though.
Yeah.
What a load of rubbish.
Was it?
Well, it got quite good at the end. But it's a film for men with tiny willies.
Echo Eschen, on the late review, thought it was marvellous.
Did he? Yeah. He's got a tiny willy.
He may well do. Okay, let's play some more music. Don't forget that if you'd like to take part in our extraordinary competition where you have to identify which band names are real and which ones are rubbish, give us a call right now and you can also get
a
track played.
Anya says it is the shipping forecast music. It comes before the midnight one and lulls you to sleep. It's the transition, isn't it? To Worlds, and the first thing they have on World Service is the shipping forecast.
Well, exactly, yeah. That's right. Of course there's no music playing underneath the actual, you know, stuff about this. Should we play some music? This one's going out to JP.
That was The Cure with Boys Don't Cry. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. We're here with you for another 25 minutes, and coming up next is Mick Rock. Is it still Mick Rock?
Live from New York.
Live. With his amazing rock anecdotes. So stay tuned for that.
Paul Simonon from The Clash.
That's a good anecdote, for instance. And keep your requests coming in for the X List. Plus, in a second, we're going to play rock and... What's it called? Rock and roll or rock and rubs?
Rock and reel
rock
or
and
rock
reel
and rubs.
Or rock and rubs. It's the amazing quiz where you have to guess which band names are real and which ones aren't. It's a genuine test of your knowledge of indie music.
Exactly.
Right? Because...
Your rock and roll instincts.
What was the name of the lady who got 8 out of 10?
Claire.
Okay, so when Claire got 8 out of 10, a guy called Pedro called in and... texted in. And he texted in 10 out of 10 for me.
too easy.
Nice.
So Pedro, you know, Pedro's been provoked by it.
Pedro, give us a call.
Motivated. Give us a call and see whether you can get 10 out of 10, because Adam's got 10 brand new Rock and Rubs or Rock and Reels.
I thought I'd make it quite obvious. You know, I didn't know how obvious to make it.
Yeah.
Maybe I made it too easy.
Well, you can make it harder next week. The
Pedro.
Number 0871-222-1049. Call now to play Rock and Rubs or Rock and Reel. Is that what it's called?
Rock and Reel or Rock and Rubs.
Yeah.
You know.
0871-222-1049. We've still got amazing Sonny Chiba DVD box sets. Even if you don't like that sort of thing, you can sell it on eBay and make £20.
No. Would you get that much on eBay?
Yeah, if you, yeah, possibly, yeah.
Still,
it's a box set. There's lots of DVDs in there.
Still don't understand eBay. Don't understand how it could possibly be anything but a waste of time to put your shoes up there.
Man, because kids don't have any money.
And
you're an adult.
And get £1.50. But surely the whole effort of the thing, of logging on, of running your computer, you know, you say you don't have any money, but you've got a computer, you're doing it on the internet, you've got broadband, you know, and you're selling your shoes for £1.30p?
You'll never understand, Grandad.
I don't understand at all.
I'm not even going to bother trying to explain.
That's because you don't understand either.
Go on. Smoke your pipe and watch Heartbeat.
Okay, here's the Foo Fighters. This goes out to Ross. Hey, this is Adam and Joe here on XFM on a Saturday afternoon. It's the final quarter of an hour. I can't speak properly again.
You're doing all right, man. Push on.
Of our show on a Saturday afternoon.
Can we hear the jingle again?
Okay, here it is. Jingle time.
Rock and reel, or rock and rubs. Are the bands real, or are they just rubbish? Rock and reel, or rock and rubs. Are they real, or are they rubs?
Who is on the line? Caller!
We have Erin. Hello, Erin. Are you there?
Hello.
How are you doing, Erin?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you.
Now, you are going to play our competition, and you're also going to get to request a song afterwards. And you spent about 15 minutes on the phone with our producers, Anthony, trying to find the track that we actually had. You had all sorts of things, like you wanted the Cocteau Twins and the This Mortal Coil, all sorts of stuff that's a bit too obscure for XFM. That would have been XFM when they first started out, but now XFM's a big, fun family favourites pop show, and we play music that's a little less left field than that. Anyway, we've got a good track for you coming up. Are you ready to play Rock and Reel or Rock and Rubs?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Yeah, fantastic. That's what I want to hear. Okay, so you know what to do. I'm just going to read these names out, and after I say each name, you just say Reel or Rubs. Okay, Erin?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Here's the music. Maybe it's the shipping forecast. We don't really know. And here we go with the names. Number one, Job for a Cowboy.
Real.
Number two, Eulogy for Luigi.
Rob.
Number three, The Dryer Burned My Pants.
Rob.
Number four, Red Cars Go Faster.
Real.
Number five, Psychedelic at Girls.
Real.
Number six, Daylight for Dead Eyes.
Real.
Number seven, Organ Morgan.
Rob.
Number eight, Dog Tanyan's Filthy Coffin.
Rob.
Number nine, The Punchline is Murder.
Rob.
Number 10, Sit Down, Shut Up.
Real.
There you go. You scored 7 out of 10, Erin.
Oh, that's not so bad.
That's not so bad at all. It's not quite as good as Claire, though. She got 8 out of 10.
Which ones did she think were real but weren't real?
She thought Psychedelic at Girls was real.
Psychedelic at Girls. That is a good name.
That's a line from a Bowie track. I noticed that there were a lot of bands using names from, like,
songs,
songs, you know.
What any others that she thought were real?
She thought Organ Morgan was Rubs. Organ Morgan's real. And Erin, you also thought The Punchline is Murder was Rubs. That's a real band.
That's real.
They're a real band. All the other ones you got absolutely correct. Yeah, all those real bands are in last week's edition of The Enemy, if you want to check them out, playing at a venue near you.
But according to your ruthless prize logic, Adam, Erin, though, we're nothing, because the woman what was on before got 8.
Yeah, it seems...
So that's a bit cruel, isn't it?
It seems a bit much, doesn't it? Well, what can we give you, Erin? I'm not sure that we've got anything that you'd be that interested in.
Well, what about Blake 7,
Erin? Blake 7, are you...
I'm only 15, so I don't know about you.
Okay, what about Doctor Who?
No, I don't know That sounds great.
Everybody loves Doctor Who, Billy Piper.
Erin, you're 15, you're listening to This Mortal Coil and all that weird, depressing music.
I get it from my dad.
Oh.
Cool.
That's good stuff. Hey, listen, thank you very much indeed for calling in.
You're most welcome.
And you were
moist
excellent.
Welcome.
Yeah, we're moist and welcome. You were excellent. Thank you. You were fantastic. And
thank you.
Hope you enjoy your Doctor Who DVDs. And this is for you. This is The Clash. This is the only Clash track that we actually had that you wanted. I hope you enjoy it. It is a peach. Rock the Casbah. Oh, yes.
Sorry, I hate to, but could you say it's for my mum? She's 40 today, my mum Gaynor.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Happy birthday, Gaynor.
Happy birthday, Gaynor.
Hope you have a wonderful day. Many happy returns. This is for you from us and from Erin. It's The Clash. That's The Clash with Rock the Casbah.
Yeah, and we've got to say thanks to Claire, who beat Erin at Rock and Real Rock and Rubs, because she got 8 and Erin only got 7. Claire, we will give you a prize. What's it going to be, do you think?
Tickets.
We'll send
tickets.
You some tickets.
We'll send you a few tickets.
Yeah.
For the tube.
And
you can go anywhere you want.
It's nearly the end of our show now. Thanks for listening, if you've been listening since 10. If you've only tuned in late, then
what are you doing? Yeah, what could possibly be better than listening to us? Don't forget, of course, that there is an Adam and Joe podcast available. We need your subscriptions, we need your votes, we need your downloads. You know, we're being beaten by the likes of Ricky Gervais, Russell Brand, Scott Mills even, you know, and of
course,
Moyles.
Well, that's all right, man, because Ricky Gervais is very famous. Scott Mills is on every day on a national radio station. And who else did you say? Russell Brand. Man, that's a bit embarrassing. He's on Six Music. That's digital.
Yeah, but he's a very famous
guy. But he's
guy,
on
though.
Big Brother's Little Brother all the time, and he sleeps with stars, which we don't. Maybe we should. You're married. Maybe I should sleep with a celebrity and get in the papers.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it these days.
I've got a girlfriend, don't forget.
Yeah, she wouldn't mind. Imagine the kickbacks.
Well, you know, the other way of going about it is to make her famous.
Make my girlfriend famous?
Yeah.
Right, that seems to be the long way round, though.
Well, she would probably appreciate it, don't you think? Rather
yeah.
than you going off
okay,
and
I'll work
sleeping
on
with
it.
Someone. I could try and make my wife famous as well.
How would you do that?
The
quickest
know.
Way to get famous. That sounds like a texter maybe for next week.
The quickest way to, instead of come full circle, the quickest way to get famous is to sleep with someone else famous. I mean, the thing is, you wouldn't want her to sleep with someone famous, would you?
Not really. Depends on who.
You'd want to do that.
Maybe if it was another sexy lady.
Oh, you could, sexy.
And you could hop in.
Oh, I can pop. Hello.
What's Kirsten Dunst
What's going
doing
on here?
Kirsten
Dunst, what are you...
Oh. Your clothes have fallen off.
Do you mind if I just... what did I just do?
You slipped.
I fell.
Excuse
and I've got
me,
I've my caught in your...
I've slipped, Kirsten
I didn't say anything
Dunst.
Rude. Anthony thinks this is a bit risky.
Anyway, so don't forget to download the podcast, all right?
Yeah.
Because until we sleep with someone famous, we don't have those extra extra things that those other people that at the top of the,
yeah.
list, the
hey,
advantages.
Listen, are we gonna finish up with this request for Mitchie Monkey?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, this is a text we've had in, and it's a birthday request for Mitch Tom. Or, I think he's also known as Mitchie Monkey. And he wants Breathe by The Prodigy. But happy birthday, Mitch. He's 16 today. And apparently he loves the show.
Oh, fantastic.
Intelligent young man.
Yeah, because we're going to try. We're going to... I think last week's podcast was more or less... I'm still obsessing about the podcast.
Yeah.
Just for podcast fans, I think last week's podcast
it's
was more or less...
Rubbish.
It was just a compilation
rubbish,
of...
because we were away.
We were
someone
away.
Else did it. And it's
no, Matt did a great
no
job
No insult,
on it.
Matt. But
absolutely.
Maybe we were a bit rubbish as well the week before.
We were a bit slack.
But good... You know, podcasts 1 to 12 are really good. Just skip 13. Unlucky number. Bad podcast.
Exactly. So we're going to really work hard this week and pack next one with...
Pack
the next one with lots of stuff, extra new stuff.
Yeah,
and
but,
hope you enjoy it.
That's it from us this week, isn't it? Because we're coming up to the end of the show. It's Mick Rock coming up after the top of the hour. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you next week. This is Breathe by The Prodigy. You're going to say goodbye, Adam.
I love you, bye. Thank you, I love you, bye.
This is for Mitch. Happy birthday, Mitch.